The fourth principle of effective asking is to ask from your heart. Now, asking from your heart means to get in touch with that passion you have for your purpose, to be asking because it's connected to what your heart's desire is rather than it's coming from your head. Let me give you a quick example. Rick Gelinas started Little Acorns in Miami, Florida, because his son had been hit by a drunk driver. And when he would go out and ask people to contribute, he would start with a story about his son, and he would engage people's feeling nature. And then they really got, this man is asking because he truly cares. He has a passion for this project. He's not asking because he's trying to just get something for himself. He's asking because he cares about kids. When you ask from that level, like the woman who started Mothers Against Drunk Driving, similar situation. Mother Teresa, she's asking because she cares deeply about making a difference for the people dying in Calcutta. And she asks with passion. She asks with pathos. She asks with sensitivity. It's very difficult to turn somebody down. Tim Peering's a friend of ours, and one day he decided he needed a Macintosh computer, and he started calling all the Macintosh computer stores around town, and nobody had one. Apple was way backed up in terms of its delivery, and he just had to have this computer because he'd been working on a book, and he realized in order to get this book done quickly, he needed what the Mac was offering. The problem was there weren't any available. So finally he started calling all the stores, and he shifted his story. He said, look, you don't understand. I've got this book I'm writing. It's going to change humanity, and I am blocked because I don't have the latest technology. This book is so important to children. It's so important to adults who work with kids. I need this computer. What would I have to do to get one? And they said, well, you'd have to call the headquarters of the Apple Computer Company because we don't have any. He said, well, how do I do that? Now, before, all they told him was, no, it's not possible. No, it's not possible. But when he asked from his heart and he said, well, what would have to happen for me to get one? And they said, call the Apple headquarters. He went ahead and made that call. He gave the same story up there. And you know what? Not only did he get the computer, they got it to him fast and they gave him a discount because they said, we want to support the kind of work you're doing in the world. When you ask from your heart, it's very difficult to say no. One other aspect of asking from your heart, make eye contact. A lot of times when we're asking, if we come from that ground of being that we shouldn't be asking, we're in imposition, our eyes will go down to the floor because we don't really want to see their reaction. We're afraid of that no rejection. But if we make contact with our eyes and they see that passion, that caring, that love that's coming from our eyes, our friend Stan Dale says the eyes are the landing strip for the heart. And therefore, we need to have that eye contact. The eyes are the windows of the soul. When you ask from the soul, it's almost impossible for people to say no.
Let me add, when you're doing eye contact, there's a way that you can do it even a little bit more. If you take all your eye attention and look in their left eye, it forces them into their right mind because it's a cross-crawl system in the brain. And what happens is that's where they'll make the decision. And if you're really good at it and have penetrating eye contact, what happens is the pupils start to dilate at the rate of the heart, and now you know you're in resonation. Now, it doesn't work 100% of the time with 100% of the people, but it works more often than not. Let me continue on about asking from the heart. I'm in Kansas City. I've finished a great talk with RE/MAX Real Estate. I'm leaving the hotel at 5:30 in the morning. A cab driver picks me up and starts driving me off. He's a big guy, but he's got a well-chiseled face, sort of like a Kurt Douglas face. And I'm looking at him from behind, and he is talking and talking. And all of a sudden, he drives me through sort of a seedy part of town and slows down and points to a building and said, that's my building, Operation Cop, Charity of the Poor People. And I go, oh, man, this guy's hitting me up for something, or we're stopping in the wrong place. And he drives away. And as we're driving toward the airport, he says, you know, only 6 months ago, I was homeless. And he said, see that railroad over there? He said, I used to have to rip that heavy poly plastic, and I made it into a tent. And the only way I could keep warm, even here in Kansas City, was I had one candle, and I had to tie that plastic to the ground, and somehow I lived, all because I didn't have $15 to buy a hacker's license again. So he said, I started Charity of the Poor People. And he says, what happens is all I want to do now that I'm back on my feet is make sure people have enough money to get a hacker's license or whatever they need to get back to work and to clothe and house themselves. He said, because most people have never been homeless, so they don't know how to take care of the people. When I was homeless, I went to one of the homeless places one night, and I was in the back kitchen working away. And all of a sudden, a little five-year-old boy comes in and just gives me a bag. And I thought the bag was a sandwich or something, and seeing as I was hungry, I just put it in my coat pocket. He said, all of a sudden, a minister came out and said, all the other ministers here, and you're going to talk to him now. I wasn't a speaker, so I wasn't used to doing that. And he said, so I went out in front, and I started to talk to him. And I got nervous, and I put my hand in my pocket, and I thought, well, I'll just pull out what that little boy gave me. I didn't know what it was, but I thought it was a sandwich, and I was going to show how some people take care of other people, even when they're just in little bodies. They're that generous of heart. And he says, all of a sudden, I looked in the bag, and it was money. The kid had given me his whole savings just to take care of somebody that was less fortunate than him. And I said, if he could do that for me, I've got to have a change of heart, because he was having a hard heart. And he said, so what I started was Operation COP, Charity of the Poor People. Every year, Christmas and Thanksgiving, we feed everyone. But now he started a brand new thing with his heart. He calls it Long John 99. And what his goal is to make sure that everybody during the winter that's homeless has clothes. And what he's asking everyone to do is go into their heart and go into your closet and create what Jack talked about earlier, that vacuum law of prosperity, where you take the clothes you don't need, and on a scale of 1 to 10, you put a little yellow sticky on everything that doesn't have sentimental value, meaning you didn't get married in it, or it was that special day you got that job or promotion you wanted, and anything less than a 7 that you don't need or aren't going to wear, or the shoes that were too tight, or the underwear, or the brassiere that no longer fits, or whatever it is, take that and give it to the Salvation Army Thrift Store Goodwill so we can get those people that aren't clothed, clothed again. That's what it is. Ask from your heart. Because your heart knows all the questions if you just listen to your heart.
And I think it's important to add here, Mark, that what happened is because of you meeting him and him telling you that story from his heart about the Charity of the Poor People, we made COP a charity for one of our books and gave them quite a significant amount of money that he never would have gotten if he hadn't taken the time to just talk from his heart. And you were so touched that we reached out and continue to support his charity. And just three more points on asking from the heart. Number one, ask in a kind voice. When your voice is kind and soft and gentle, people open up, they relax, and they're more receptive. They don't feel put off. Ask politely. Use all your best manners. When people are treated with politeness, they tend to respond with politeness, and politeness is generous and giving and abundant. And lastly, ask with respect and admiration. If you start by telling someone, you know, I really admire your work. I admire all you've contributed to the world, and that's why I've come to you. And I want you to know I really respect what you've done, and I respect how you are in the world, and I'd like to make a request of you. Well, we've set it up by telling them how much we admire and respect them. It's then easier for them to hear the request. So ask in a kind voice, ask politely, and ask with respect and admiration.
We'll continue our discussion in the next session.